Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles.
Oh yes, you're listening to Trade Afternoon. Sam Edmund and Adam Cooney with you as we build up to our second edition of the Mega Trade after yesterday's bombshell. Boy, it ruffled some feathers internally and externally, so I can't wait for chapter two. But we did mention the thoughts of Matt Rendell and Steve Silvani, who were casting their eyes forward, Adam Cooney, when it comes to the Collingwood list situation and two of their biggest names in Darcy Moore and Jordan Ngoi. And what would happen should they have bumpy years next year when they both fall out of contract and Brodie Grundy already on $1 million a season long term? This is what Matt Rendell and Steve Silvani had to say on the late trade on Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio yesterday.
They've got Moore and Ngoi on about 800 each at the moment with 1 year to go, and Grundy on about 9. So if Moore and Ngoi have the years I think they can have next year under the new regime, they're going to get offered $1 million from other clubs. And can you keep them? Well, Ngoi, can you have three players on $3 million in your list? Has anyone got that? Has any club got that, Sauce, in your time? Can you remember?
No, I don't think anyone's got three players.
Because that could be what it comes to. If Ngoi has a year we think he could have, and more, especially if he plays as a forward.
Well, you just hope the club would. I mean, from a player point of view, is you've got to sell the picture of or the story of going, okay, this is the club. This is where you sit within our pay structure. Sure, you can go get money elsewhere, but this is our future and this is where we've got to get to. Because when you start getting multiple players on $900,000 plus, it becomes very difficult in the cap.
It does. So
and then you don't leave any room for
re-signing some of these good kids, and you lose them.
That was Matt Rendell, Steve Silvani on the late trade with Cam Luke yesterday right here on Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Adam Cooney, I think they might have picked up your cue yesterday. You were strong on this.
Well, the pre-agents have come and become very popular in talking points because of that very issue. So they walk out and you don't get anywhere near the compensation that you could have got for them 12 months earlier. And then there's the issue of having to pay two players if they have career best years, $900,000 to $1 million. You would either have to look at re-signing one of them now on a longer term deal, so you have that security of having one, and then just hope that Darcy Moore or Jordan Ngoi has a great year next year and decides we are going forward. I can see us winning a flag in the next few years under the new coach, and then maybe taking unders. But would you offer, say, 4 years at 800 to either one of them now, lock them away, and then it's just one less headache that you have to deal with in 12 months' time? Or do you try and get the two first-rounders for one of those players now, alleviate the concern and bring in two quality kids into your club?
Well, they're both tied to free agency. That's why they both come out next
year. Which is smart, which is what managers are.
Very smart management.
Doing now.
And that's why they're not going to sign now, those players, if they're equally as smart now at the negotiation. They're going to back themselves in to have cracking years and demand top dollar. That's what I think that's just management 101, isn't it?
Absolutely. As long as they're confident that they can get that done, it's.
And then Collingwood would have a headache, given it was incredible piece of management that Brodie Grundy got the deal that he got, to be honest. Mm. And there was leverage that was used there, you know, the threat of going to Adelaide and
dropped that a few times, didn't he?
Yes. But that's all part of it too. But these are the decisions that have consequences, don't they, when they're as big and as long-term as Brodie Grundy. So,
what about PR-wise? Could they afford to trade one of those players in this period, given what happened 12 months ago?
PR-wise, I think you can
just throw PR out the window with the Pies at the
be
moment.
Be nothing compared to last year, would it? Yeah. It'd be nowhere near as bad as last year. But I can't see that happening either. So it'll be interesting to see how they go next year.
They need to make a decision. So are you saying sit back and just let this happen? I mean, it is a positive thing if Ngoi and Moore have career best years next year, because that's a great thing for the Collingwood Football Club. But then we're in the situation where we're talking about Jordan Ngoi and Darcy Moore from day one of this period, about where they're at before before free agency starts.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
I know. Well, I think you just got to sit there if you're Collingwood. I think you just got to, as you say, just
sit back and just let it happen.
Just see what happens. I don't know. I can't see anything happening in this.
It's fraught with danger.
I can't see anything happening in this. There's been no suggestion that either of them would be on the move in this trade period. So it would come out of left field, be the big fish that trade period has been thirsting for.
Would they ask the new? Would they ask Craig McRae?
Of course.
Would they ask him about? Listen, this is the situation that we may be facing in 12 months' time.
I think you got two of the sharpest. So they don't have a list manager at the moment. I mean, we know that Troy Selwood came and left. Unfortunately for him, he has to deal with some personal issues very quickly. Mm-hmm. But you got two of the sharpest list management minds have been around for a long, long time, and they're going to run the show right through the trade, the draft, and they're going to appoint a list manager close to Christmas. Now, they are Graham Wright and Derek Hine. I mean, those two guys have been around the block 500 times over, so I'm sure they know what they're doing. I wouldn't be moving either of them at the moment.
Okay. I'd move one of them on.
What one?
Probably Jordan DeGoey.
Bang, there's the headline. Trade DeGoey, Cooney.
I think I just don't know if they can sit back and let this occur over the next 12 months. And they're going to get some great footy, but are Collingwood going to win the flag next year? You would think not. You would think they're in a phase where they've got to play some kids and get 30 to 50 games into these players. So I think they did all right last year. So their pickups, Ollie Henry, Caleb Poulter looks all right. So they've ticked that off and got some games into them.
A lot of kids taken in the
draft.
2 to 3 years,
yep. More kids in the draft. If you can get two first rounders, it might bite and it'll sting now. There's no doubt about it because of the second half that Jordan DeGoey had. But they've been through a fair bit of pain over this period, 12 months ago. A little bit more to get two first round picks. Although Jordan DeGoey's probably less of a risk than Darcy Moore, injury-wise?
They are a fascinating topic conversation, as are Hawthorn, because Hawthorn looking to reset, get a stronger foothold in the draft. I think ideally they'd like another first-round pick. Sam Mitchell looks to reset things there. Jordan in Mount Waverley, you've been very patient. I want to get to you after this break. If you can just wait a couple of minutes longer, because we'll switch and change tack from Collingwood to what Hawthorn might do as they perhaps search for a higher draft pick as well. On the other side of this break. That was the news update for Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. You can visit them at icanwin.com.au. You're listening to Trade Afternoons for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. Peel and scan to win today. It ends on October 19, 2021. Jordan, sit tight, Mount Waverley. We'll talk Hawks with you after this.